Men, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys, how's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple, with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options, so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get Oreo cookies, Chips Ahoy, or Kool-Aid jammers for $1.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We will get to some special guests in a second. Before that, segment two, always sponsored by our friends at Bex Hybrids, the largest independent family-owned seed company in the country, and they have great things with the rewards program. Are you needing a new tractor or side-by-side to elevate your operation, maybe a boat or a golf simulator? Go to BexHybrids.com to learn more. Remember the three Fs, faith, family, and farming at Bex.
It's pollination season. Things are pollinating.
Listen to you.
Yes, it is. It's pollination season right now. That's what's going down. Trevor sent me a somewhere around a 19-paragraph text.
Oh boy,
the other day we talked about growing season, the length of the season. Then there's two things: it's length of season and conditions. Those are the two things that we're dealing with, and that's what Bex works on every single day. That's what Sonny's working on right now.
You need to talk to him about length of text.
Yes, length of text.
18 paragraphs? That's long.
It was long. It was. He did.
If you get one of those from wife, you're in trouble.
It's never usually good. It's never no. It's never usually like, hey, I just got 14 paragraphs of things I'm doing well around the house.
No. It's not a compliment. It's
not usually coming. Things to think about. That's not the case with Trevor.
Nope.
Trevor's not doing that.
Trevor.
It's pollination season. You know what I saw yesterday driving down the interstate?
I'm interested.
School bus full of detasslers.
Oh,
at the
did.
End is the end of the day, and they looked like it was the windows down. There's no AC, ooh. And they had, you can see the water bottles. I mean, the water jugs hanging up and those things. Now, I wasn't there, that didn't happen around Pender.
It didn't.
There wasn't that much of that. Other people that did that. They just didn't do detasseling then. I walked beans.
Okay.
I did bean fields.
It was heavy in Columbus.
Heavy in that area.
That scene happened in Columbus,
and you lived it
3 years.
Yeah.
Three summers.
What'd you wear in your arms? What'd you wear?
Like a long sleeve t-shirt? I didn't always abide by those rules. Yeah. I mean, I never wore short pants. Yeah. I would always wear jeans, but
like at the dentist, of course.
Yeah.
Jeans, the dentist.
Yeah, guys, we'll talk to the guys about that and see what they think. Our guests. Can we please get to our guests?
We brought them in.
They're just sitting here thinking, are these guys ever going to shut up?
We drove all the way down here at 6 o'clock.
We don't want to hear about my dentist trip, I'll tell you that.
We've got Noah Mastel and Kirk Lott from the Eastern Nebraska Officials Association. Gentlemen, good morning.
This is in right
the microphone here.
Yes.
Good to have you. And I know, Bill, you had talked to these guys before, and you told me about this group, the organization.
We had Breakers reaching out to us. I said, heck yes, we can help these guys out with this because it's sport and we need help.
It is
what's going on.
And again, you guys are football officials, referees.
Yep.
And you were telling me off the air that there is a big need for referees right now. Okay. Is this new or is this a trend happening right now? What's the reason for a lack of referees right now?
Well, it's definitely a trend in the state of Nebraska, across the board, and also in much of the country, right? We're just short of officials for sports in general. There's lots of different reasons why, there's lots of different options out there for people now, and then, there's spectator behavior and stuff that
crosses the line. Yeah, that's my concern right there, yeah.
We've seen a number of officials. Yeah, yeah. We lose officials that way, and then, it's just, is it worth the money to somebody to go out and do this? And they've got so many other options and things too. So, but we're out here, we're trying to, we lead the local association. We do sub-varsity football and basketball sports. Okay. And so we're on the front line. We're trying to help recruit people, bring people in, get them started, get them going, train, mentor, develop them. So that way they can continue that avocation, that hobby, all the way through. And if they want to go high school, varsity, college, we have some officials that have started with us, gone to college, D1, and then have eventually moved on to the NFL. So, wherever you want to take it, whether you want to do, somebody's junior high game next week, great. Love it. We're happy to cover those games. Or if you want to continue to grow and develop, we're happy to help you do that. So you can get started and go as far as you want with us.
Can you get started at age 58?
You sure can.
Yes, you can. Yes. Could we put a team together? Yeah. Jake could be the linesman. He'd be the white hat. Yeah. Okay. Jake could be the white hat. Sure. There's no doubt about that.
Perfect.
You don't say no to the older people.
No, not at all. In fact, we see a lot of people that once their kids get through high school are no longer playing. Now they've got a void of some sort, and they look to that sports to fill that. And
sure.
So they follow that and get involved with the officiating side of it.
Thank you, Kurt.
I'm gonna look at it getting involved. I've always said that I'm going to come back as an official. I'm going to be a back judge, and I will not call a pass interference. I've had so many crap pass interference calls in my life against my DBs, and there'll be none. There'll be the receivers getting mauled out there. It's like all clean.
You've never voiced that. You've never voiced that. That was interesting.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I'm going to
get
that
last even. 5 minutes until that coach gets right up on him and says, "Where's that pass interference? He got run over."
Oh, I'm telling you,
I saw nothing.
I'm putting the flag away. They're gonna maul each other out there. I mean, that ball's in the air. Didn't look for the ball. Yeah, I don't care. I'm not calling. Parents back up. I'd have the PA announcer announce it over. There'll be no pass interference today on either side. They just announce it over. Over the PA system. Very clear. Very clear. He's looking for personal fouls and some other things. But
Back judge.
It's
Bill Bush.
Hey, so do I put the disclaimer in now? The views of everyone on here is not necessarily that of the UNOA.
For the common fan who watches a lot of football, thinks they know a lot of football, how difficult is it to be an official?
Good question.
Not real difficult. In fact, people who like the sport, love the sport, watch, are the people that we're really shooting for to come help officiate, right? They already have a baseline. They know the basics. They know what's going on, right?
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get Oreo cookies, Chips Ahoy, or Kool-Aid jammers for $1.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We'll take anybody, though. We can help train and develop them. But if you already know it, that's great. We do several meetings. We do a clinic. There's several tests and things. So you're going to also get a better knowledge of the rules. We're going to show you mechanics so that way you know where to be, what to look for, and those kinds of things. So that way you're in the right place to make a good decision, right? And that's what we're trying to help people do. So yeah, we'll take anybody who's interested. That's a lot of the officials that do it. It's, I played football, so I want to stay around football. I want to stay with the sport, and I want to keep going. Plus, you get the same kind of thrill, right? Like if we're doing a state final or the 1-2 game, you know, same thrill for the officials. Yeah, it's fun. It's great. You know, it's a great atmosphere. It's great to be out on a Friday night and do that kind of stuff.
Make a little extra money. Now, how dire of a need is there right now? I mean, where are we?
Very. Yeah. We're getting to the point now where a lot of schools, especially when you get in outstate Nebraska, several crews will work double, triple headers because there's such a shortage of officials.
That can cause problems naturally.
Sure, because you know most.
So you're playing games potentially like in the afternoon because for officials.
Yes.
Because the next game has to go.
Wow. Okay.
Type of thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Whoa, that shouldn't be happening. No, it shouldn't be happening. You shouldn't have a high school game being played at 3 o'clock in the afternoon because there's no officials. They got to work another game 15 miles over at 7 o'clock.
Is that that's happening?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. We got to get better at this. The breakers respond.
Okay, that's interesting for people to hear. I wouldn't have guessed that. That scheduling is in part because of lack of officials. It affects things to that degree.
Very much so.
Man.
Talk to Greg. He's outside making breakfast right now. Greg would be an incredible official.
Yeah, absolutely.
Greg would be an incredible official.
Greg can
answer all questions.
Right.
Greg,
that's not a bad idea.
Greg would be incredible out there. Can you explain the detailed discipline? You talk about mechanics, and I use the term eye violations of where your eyes are and what you're looking at and what's going on.
Right. No, I have a similar philosophy. Eye discipline. Right. Where do I look? You know, if you have four or five officials on the field, if we're all looking at the running back, that's a problem. Right.
Yep.
That linebacker's going to go do something stupid and nobody's going to see it, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so absolutely. That's one of the things we try to teach people is this is your zone, this is your area, and this type of play, this is where you're primarily focused versus the other officials on the field. And then you have to trust the other officials on the field that they're looking in the right area too. Right?
Interesting.
Like I said, there's no replay with this going on, so what your calls are very, very important. Do you guys ever just get together and all of a sudden you go, hey, listen, real quick, guys, hear me out here. I just pulled a buffoon move. I threw a flag that should not have been a flag, and I don't know what to do. What do we do? Have you ever had anything like that?
It happens.
Yeah. Does it?
It does happen.
And you guys fix it?
As best we can.
Sometimes it's like it's so easy just to be like going just to do. You know, hey, we screwed up. We went that. A lot of times they won't. They'll be like, we're just going to kind of ride through this thing and let it happen like that. Not with these guys. They get it right.
They get it right.
That's incredible. Thank you.
How do people get involved if they're curious about being with the Eastern Nebraska Officials Association?
Great question. Love it. First up, go to our website, NE, so like Nebraska, letter NE, officials.com. So NEofficials.com. We have a button there that says get started. And then all you have to do is put in your name, email address, phone number, and then we'll reach out to you, right? So right now for football, you know, we're actively reaching out to people saying, hey, we've got a meeting coming up beginning of August.
Okay.
We got a clinic coming up.
Okay.
You know, those kinds of things. And then they also have to be registered with the state, right? And so the state provides the rules books and those kinds of things. And so they'll also get registered with them. And so we help them get registered there too.
It's a one-stop shop. Going.
How quickly can, like, if I said, okay, I'm going to do this, I'm going to throw myself into this, could I be officiating in September?
Yeah.
But how quickly can you get going?
Yes.
Yeah. We'll get started here in the next month for football.
Okay.
And then shortly thereafter, basketball is just right around the corner.
Is there a concern on your part of, okay, we're short, you can't just take anybody, right? They got to show some level of proficiency, I would think.
We do, but anybody that wants to start out, we'll work with them and help them.
So everybody's
them
got a chance.
Yes.
Okay.
Breakers, we need to respond today. The high school football.
Somebody.
The three-legged stool needs to save high school football.
We can start today.
We
try to do that.
Can start today. Would you guys put bumper stickers on your car? 93.7 the ticket?
Most certainly.
Then there you go.
Would you? Yeah. See, that was a very definitive decision. Yes. I like that from an official.
I like that too. Very yes.
No waffling. He knows what he wants.
Good call.
The website, one more time.
Yeah, neofficials.com.
Okay.
All right. Today. This is a situation, a very interesting one.
This is this has to happen.
Yeah.
Nobody loves the sport of football more than Nebraska. Mm. Let's get involved, right?
I'm serious. Let's
get off the couch like that. Let's get ourselves involved. This will be. Do you ever say any fun things like to the head coach? Walk over there and say something.
Because the worst, the fifth.
The worst part about
my call was bad.
If you're the line judge, if you're a line judge, you're right there.
Yeah.
And I mean, if you're the line judge, you catch it from the official all game. I mean, from the coaches. All game long. It should be from the most staffs are pretty simple like that. It's like only one person talks to the officials. That's the head coach. Assistant coaches don't talk to the officials. But this is a great. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks.
Noah Mastel, Kirk Lopp. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you guys.
One more time with the website. Again.
Website one more time.
Yeah, neofficials.com.
Neofficials.com. Sign up today. Get involved. Make Perfect. This high school football season wonderful.
Absolutely. Great.
The
thank
song,
you.
Song of the day and Aging Gracefully next, an early break in the ticket.
Good job.
Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get Oreo cookies, Chips Ahoy, or Kool-Aid jammers for $1.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.